So David rented another Lambo, and we're driving to the airport right now.
We are currently inside the Lamborghini. You ready? Can you hear this? Wait.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. You guys probably can't hear it because these microphones cut out every outside sound. Because
Yeah.
But sounds pretty good.
It's a Lambo.
Yeah.
It's not a white CR-V.
Definitely not. No, no.
All right, so we're on the... Well, actually, no, we stopped doing episode numbers, so...
No. Well, welcome back to the Bored Podcast. This is a new kind of podcast.
This is a roadcast.
We're taking it on the road.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. We are in a car right now. We are driving to the airport because I'm going to the Land of the Free, home of the brave. Shout out USA.
Eagles. Land of the Free and Bald Eagles.
And Bald Eagles. Lots of Bald Eagles.
Yeah. So the drive that we're doing right now is around an hour, which is perfect.
Yeah, because we are going to... This podcast usually takes us about an hour, so...
Yeah.
By the time we get to the airport, we'll have a whole podcast done.
That's right. Dude, how are you feeling about going to America?
We're
like an hour out from you checking in. Once you set foot on that plane, you can't... I mean, no, once you go through...
Yeah.
I feel... No, it'll be when you're on the plane.
Yeah.
And
once it takes off,
You can't come
There's
back.
There's no going back.
You can't come back to this country without
I can't come back
to
the safety bubble, man.
No.
Without a quarantine.
Which is like $3,000.
$3,000.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's the Olympic qualifying year, and,
you know,
the powers that be said that they keep saying that it's on, and the contest circuit is supposedly going to run. You know, Lyon's in the same boat. He's going to be right behind me.
Dude, watch you get to America, and as soon as you land, you get an email like, yeah, we're canning all the the concerts.
Yeah.
We're canning all the contests.
Then that would be extremely unfortunate, but... You know, I'm also gonna go see my girlfriend Joe, which is super rad. And if that happens, I'm just gonna bring her back with me.
Yeah. What do you think the likelihood of them just canceling the competitions are?
I think that.
I mean, they're still like doing baseball and all the other sports.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that they'll run, but there's also an equally good chance that they'll cancel it. But they probably won't cancel it till like the last minute, because that's kind of what they like to do.
Oh, okay.
They're just like, no, it's gone. Maybe not.
But when they cancel it, do you think they're gonna cancel all the comps at once or like one at a time?
They'll probably do one at a time because that's kind of what they do.
So it's gonna be like, oh, this one's canceled. Well, the next one still says it's gonna be running. So
let's
wait another like month.
Yeah, maybe things will be better in a month. Everybody's in America, right? You guys are stoked. Cool.
Canceled. And you've been getting nose tests every day.
Yep. Well, during contest.
Yeah,
I have to get that freaking nose needle up my brain once every 2 days while I'm in contest. So, looking forward to that.
Your nose is just going to be so wrecked.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to have Voldemort nose.
Yeah.
No more nose left. It's going to be gone.
You're going to have, like, calluses in the back of your nose.
Yeah, no, it's going to be brutal.
What's the way that you described it?
Like a Wall Street person. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like the inside of my nose is going to look like the inside of a nose of a stockbroker from the 80s.
Yeah. If you don't understand that reference, stockbrokers in the 80s pick their nose a lot.
Yeah.
You know how, like, rock climbers put, like, chalk on their hands?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. They put some chalk
on their fingers. From what I understand.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Makes them understand the economy better.
Yeah. White girls also like it as well.
Boulder. People in Boulder, Colorado really like it too. Yeah. Aspen, yeah. They're
Scarface did a lot of rock climbing.
Yeah, Scarface was a stockbroker in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a bummer.
You'll be fine.
I can handle.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then you'll be back in New Zealand and we can go surfing again.
Yeah. And
that's the other thing. This is the very last episode, for this year, that we're going to be recording this with each other.
With each other, yeah.
We're going to try to keep it going over Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is going to be interesting because we'll be able to hear what it's like when Rakai's traveling around the world and I'm here safe.
Yeah. I'm going to sound muffled because I'm going to have a mask on probably.
Yep.
But,
No, yeah. we're taking the Bored Cup podcast worldwide.
International.
Yeah, international, baby.
It already is kind of international, though. I was looking at the different country lists that people have been listening to. I mean, there are people from all over.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let's just entertain
Cambodia.
The idea. If we did happen to do, like, a tour, where would you guys want us to go?
Yeah. No, actually, let us know.
Yeah. We're going to Washington.
We're going to Iowa.
We're going to Denver.
I'm gonna go to the Oval Office. I'm gonna kick that door down. I'm gonna chop that motherfucking desk in half.
That's so good. I can't believe I didn't know about that meme.
Yeah, well, you know, because, you know, American politics has been all over the place, and it reminded me of this video of this poor guy, and his name was Howard Dean, and he was on the road campaigning, and he just got really excited, and he let out a big hee-haw!
Hee-haw! And it ruined his whole career.
Oh, it ruined his whole political career. Yeah, people couldn't. Yeah. They were like, "Whoa, that was a weird thing." Okay.
But if it happened now, like, it would be all over the internet.
Yeah, I honestly can't believe that there hasn't been more memes about it. I guess people just forget what happened in the past, and it was a big joke for a while.
It's so good. If you guys want to go check it out, just search Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
It's like the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, probably. It's kind of the only thing.
We actually
tried to do research on Howard Dean, and we couldn't find anything except for that video.
Imagine, like, dude, he could set up a business. He could, like, be a karate teacher.
Yeah. He could really
he could
benefit from this. Yeah,
he could milk
it.
Every last cent penny out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
If I was him, I would.
Yeah. That'd be great. He's got a good foundation.
Speaking of America, and you're flying to America, which means you're flying to LA.
Yeah.
So from my experience, I'm not a U.S. citizen, but flying into L.A. was the most intimidating thing I think I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. The Border Patrol is so scary.
Well, Border Patrol is just scary in general if you're not an American citizen. It's like...
For you, it's quite easy, right?
Oh, yeah. I just kind of walk through. I'm like, yep. Yeah. All right. You look like the picture. Actually, this time, they're probably going to be like, you don't look anything like your picture because I have a giant caterpillar on my face.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They're going to be like, what? Yeah. This isn't...
They single you out.
Yeah.
They think you're like Mario.
Yeah.
Goddamn Mexican flying from New Zealand.
Goddamn. Come on, you're from that far south? Goddamn it, no way. Yeah. They're incredibly racist.
I had a crazy experience with Border Patrol in America.
Yeah.
That's how
I
know it's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, I arrived, there wasn't that many people on my plane.
Yeah.
And, like, I was walking through the crowd. Well, I was walking through Border Patrol customs.
Yeah.
And this customs officer singles me out of the line. I guess. I don't want to, like, call them racist or anything, because, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in America thinks I'm Mexican.
Yeah. So, and as you know, from, you know, the, actually, not current president anymore, past tense president, the old president, he didn't exactly set a good standard role model for not being racist. I mean, I don't want to get political, but I don't think there's a very big argument that man... is very racist.
Anyway, this is why I think he singled me out of line. Because I think it's because he thought I was Mexican.
Yeah.
Anyway, he singles me out. The first thing he asked me is like, yo, how much money do you have? And I was just like, what? Like, in my bank? Like, in my wallet?
Yeah.
In my, like, bank account? He's like, in your account. And then I was thinking on my toes. I was like, dude, I don't know what to say. I'm not going to say some exact numbers. But let's just say I have $1,000 in my account. Let's say that. So I'm just like, $1,000. He's like, oh yeah. What do you do? He's like, here's the thing. I hate telling people that I'm a YouTuber because it's a whole rabbit hole. So my thing that I tell people is that I work at a snowboard shop.
Yeah.
This is fully lying to the customs officers. You shouldn't do this. Yeah. But like, I thought it would be like
easier.
No,
it makes your life easier.
Yeah. And anyway, apparently $1,000. Was a bit more than, I guess, the snowboard shop person owns.
Yeah.
In air quotes.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, well, let's go over to this room.
Let's do some research. Let's do some background on you.
So we go over to this place. He's, like, questioning me. He's like, do you have a flight out of this place? I did. Like, all of these questions. And then he goes, all right, now let's see how much money you have. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, do you want me to get it up on my phone or something? And he's like, yeah, bring it up on your phone. I was like, oh my gosh. I don't, I was like, can you do that?
Yeah. Are you legally allowed to look at that, man? I don't know about this.
And like, this is the part where he was going to find out I was lying.
Yeah.
Because if he was looking at my transactions, obviously I get paid by Google.
Yeah.
Not snowboard shop. And it's an all right amount.
Yeah. It was a little bit more than $1,000.
Yeah.
Air quotes, $1,000. Yeah.
And he's like, I show him this account. Let's say if I said it was $1,000, there was $10,000.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew he was lying. He knew I was lying to him right there. And he just looks at me and he just goes like, he just doesn't say anything. And I look back at him, just staring at him for
like,
a while.
Oh my God, I'm screwed.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was screwed. I thought I was going to like get sent to jail for some reason.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
lying to a customs officer. And then I just, out of my ass, I'm just like, my parents must have put some money in there.
Oh, good on your toes thinking. On your feet, on yeah. your feet.
The last time I checked, there was $1,000 in there. They must have put $9,000 in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, after that, I think they just wanted to make sure that I had enough money to get to like survive in America.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, that was so scary. My heart was pumping so hard. I thought I was going to go down. I thought I was
yeah,
going to get sent back to New Zealand. Like, this fool's lying to me. He makes YouTube videos.
So this was the last time you went to America?
I don't think I haven't felt that scared in a long time. Or like yeah, that nervous. Enough. Like sweat coming down my face. Like stuff like that. But as soon as he's like, all right, you're free to go. Like free to go. Like I've been like incarcerated. I don't know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I asked him. I looked at him. I was like, yo, could I ask you a question? Like, I'm just curious. Like, what was the reason that you pulled me out of the line? Like, why'd you single me out?
Oh.
And he's just like, just random selection. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Random selection.
Mm-hmm. I remember I've been selected quite a few times for those.
Yeah, Josh yeah. has as well.
Yeah.
I think it might they just know we're snowboarders or something.
Or maybe it's like a dual citizen thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe just they select a lot of people.
Yeah. Dude, I was flying back from Canada with Josh one day. Well,
yeah.
one time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got selected at the Auckland airport. And because they thought they, like, sensed weed in his bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, me and my whole family, we got through and we're like, dude, what's happening? But, like, he didn't have any weed, but, like, I don't know. Maybe some weed residue just got on his bag from Whistler.
Maybe just from being a snowboarder. It just happens.
Yeah.
Well, there's a pretty funny joke, actually, that it's a well-known thing that among this in the snowboard culture, marijuana is very prevalent. Let's just say that. And, so, I got a little joke for you. How many snowboarders does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One? I don't know.
It takes two. It takes one to screw in the light bulb, the other to hold the plants back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
One to say, dude, that was sick.
Dude, that was sick. So hot.
I also just want to say.
How does a snowboarder cut down a tree?
How does he pat down a tree?
How does he cut down a tree?
How does he cut down a tree? I don't know.
With a saw, dude. That was stupid.
With a saw, dude. Oh,
my God. Yeah, yeah. No, we're not going to include that.
No, include it. That's funny. Don't cut that out.
Don't cut that guy one. No. I won't.
I just want to say, for everyone wondering, I am not a drug person. I do not smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither.
Yeah.
No. Never. Devil's lettuce.
Dude, why does it sound like we're being so sarcastic?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know. I've never felt the need to smoke weed.
Stay away from it.
No, yeah.
Unless you really want to. Just kidding. Stay away.
I feel like, no, I've seen people smoke weed. And, yeah. like, every time they do it, it's like they smoke weed and then it's just like no one wants to do anything anymore.
No, it's true.
And when I see that, there's no incentive that's like, holy crap, I want to be like that.
Apparently, you know, from what I've heard, it completely sucks out the motivation.
And I like my motivation.
I like motivation, too.
Yeah.
Gets me places. Gets me from point A to point B. And usually point B is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So don't get stuck at point A. No,
that's right.
Mm,
don't
that's
do
right.
drugs, stay in school.
Stay clean. Stay hard.
Stay hard.
Stay hard in the paint. David, have you ever done karaoke?
Dude, karaoke is like my second favorite pastime.
Yeah, because we always have these microphones all the time, and whenever I see them, I just think of karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, man, I remember my first time doing karaoke. Do you remember your first time?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
And I was so excited.
Whoa. Yeah,
my first time doing karaoke was in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was my first trip to Japan, first night in Tokyo.
Yeah.
We went out and got Mexican food in Japan, which isn't that awesome, I might add.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I imagine it wouldn't be. Yeah. Yeah.
But my friends that I was with peer pressured me into having tequila shots.
Oh! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this
peer
was my,
pressure.
This was my very first time, like, having
drinking.
Like, hard alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like,
so naturally,
two
you
shots,
end up in a...
And I was like, yeah. I was on one.
On one, yeah, yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah, and we were walking down the street in Tokyo, and I saw a karaoke bar, and like, dude, we're in Tokyo.
Let's do it.
Let's do karaoke!
Woo!
So we went and did it, and it was so much fun. I love singing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if, like, not that awesome at it. It's fun.
And for some reason, when you're at a karaoke bar, you sound so good. You sound amazing right now. Maybe to just yourself, but I'm you always sound so much better than you think you do.
It's so much fun. Do you know, like, they have so many karaoke bars in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Because, like, apparently, a lot of people, it's just a thing that everyone does. Because, like, it lets out stress.
Yeah, it does.
It's good for you.
No, definitely. Yeah. I definitely feel better after a good karaoke session.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. My, all good family reunions have karaokes.
Yep.
All good parties have karaokes.
What about you? When was your first time doing
karaoke? My first time was actually in Korea, which is, you know, obviously another Asian country.
Asian countries love karaoke.
And honestly, it made me a believer. I was in Korea, you know, for the Olympics. And they have these, like, little karaoke lounges, like probably it's pretty similar to the ones in Japan.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And I went out with my really good friend and his girlfriend, and I was just kind of third wheeling. And
third wheeling,
which is already I wasn't even going to the karaoke bar originally. We were just going out for dinner, which was, you know, third wheeling's already, like, kind of funny. And then we ended up at a karaoke bar, and then or a karaoke lounge. And my friend, for whatever reason, he wanted to each of us to sing a song by ourselves. Like, nobody else with us, just...
Of course.
And so he sang a song. I think it was, like, Laying Down Under or something. Classic. And he's like, all right, your turn.
Of course
it was. I was just like, well, man, there's only one song that I can think about that, like, I actually kind of want to sing. He's like, well, what song is it? It's like, do you know Your Song by Elton John?
What song is it? Your Song.
Your Song.
You want to sing Land Down Under as well?
You can tell everybody. But,
this is your song.
Yeah, exactly. And so there he's like, all right, we're checking it on.
I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind. Put down the words. How
sing along if you know it.
Wonderful life is while you're in the world. Yeah, anyway.
It's
so
such a good song.
It's a really good song. And yeah. So I was just in this karaoke lounge. This is my good friend and his girlfriend, and I'm just singing Your Song to them. That's kind of how it ended up being. I'm just in there. They're both sitting quietly in one corner, and I'm in the other like, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I was also had a couple of shots in my system, most likely.
That's
probably
so
some
good.
Soju or something. And it was a very interesting night, but that was my first experience with karaoke, and I was hooked.
Yeah. Have you been back since?
Oh, yeah. Well, I went a couple more times while I was in Korea, which was super fun.
Yeah.
And then the family reunion, actually, that I just had pretty recently, there was a banging karaoke session that went down.
Oh, that's
and
so
I was
sick.
On the mic all night singing bangers, singing, there is a house in New Orleans. Well, it's actually really funny. My uncle, one of my uncles, he got super, super, super wasted.
Yeah.
And he just, like, put that song on, like, five times in a row. And was just singing it.
One just more time!
Kind of tottering and, like, a little bit red in the face, like, there is a house in New Orleans.
Dude, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke song?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I actually just remembered that wasn't my first time karaokeing.
What?
I just remembered that I did another karaoke, but this one was way scarier.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in front of a whole crowd of people.
Oh, you've done like American karaoke.
I did American karaoke, and me and my friend went up, and at the time we were big Eminem fans. Big Eminem guys.
Oh my gosh, you chose a rap song?
We chose Lose Yourself.
Oh.
And we only knew about half the song.
Yeah.
So when we got about halfway through, towards the end, it was just, lose yourself.
That's the thing about rap songs. Like,
yeah.
You think you can sing them in your head, and you think you know all the words,
yeah,
but like,
yeah.
You don't know all the words.
You don't know the rhythm.
No.
You don't got it.
No.
And so it was in a really small town in Vermont called Jamaica, of all places. there was 15 people in the crowd, and they were just all kind of looking at us with their heads tilted, like a little weirded out, and we're just... He was like, arms weak, legs are heavy, wetter, you know, spaghetti on a sweater. And we were just like, voices hadn't even changed yet, probably voices cracking. So that was my first time karaoke. So my go-to song now?
Yeah.
I don't really know. Maybe like, honestly, I love singing Your Song. That's a great song
to
sing.
That's your go-to song.
That was my go-to in that moment, you know, and I kind of think that maybe that's Old Faithful.
It's a good go-to song.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe like Piano Man or something. I don't know if I could actually sing that, but
My go-to is always, it has always been time to say goodbye. Time to say goodbye. PSG, che no no mai. It's either time to say goodbye or it's return to innocence.
Return to innocence.
Yeah.
Or the classic one is Mr. Brightside. That one gets.
Oh yeah.
That one's a lot.
That one always comes.
I'm
on.
Coming out of my cage and
I'll be doing just fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry for singing to you so much.
No, no, no.
Crowd.
They clicked on this episode knowing we're gonna sing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. David. That's gonna be the title. David and Rakai sing on a podcast.
Karaoke session.
Karaoke session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're in Auckland, and we spent the last like 3 months in Wanaka.
Yeah.
Something like that. What do you reckon some of your season highlights were? Because it was, it was the most insane season I think I've had snowboarding.
Yeah, that was a really action-packed season.
Yeah.
So much fun. I think one of my highlights, honestly, was pretty, well, actually, that's not a Wanaka highlight, so I won't include it, but I was going to say surfing this last week, and that was insane. But before that, highlights, I think heliboarding is, that's an obvious highlight. That was insane.
That's one of mine.
Yeah, that. And the video that came out of that was so good, and it was so fun to watch.
It's my favorite video I've ever made. And
I
don't know how I'm going to top it. I have ideas. I just need to put them into motion.
Yeah, for sure.
And I got to wait till everyone's back in the same place.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I mean, the crew that we had was all time, and just everybody was having so much fun.
Yeah.
And those mountain ranges are just incredible. I mean, you're looking down at this blue ass water.
Yep.
And the snow was just so good. Yeah. It was some of the best turns of the season according to the guide. So
I think that's definitely one of my big highlights as well. Another one's just just seeing everyone again, because I missed the season before.
Yeah.
So this is my first season back, really, like full kind of season.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just felt really cool just getting back onto the snowboard.
Yeah, totally.
Seeing all the homies.
All the homies.
Yeah. Just living that Wanaka lifestyle.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. What are your goals, man?
What are my goals?
Yeah, let's go over some goals.
Go over some goals.
Goals for the next year.
Well, I'm hoping to qualify for the Olympics. That's the main goal.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's an all right one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make some finals. I want to land a lot of runs. I want to land a run in every contest. That would be sick. My friend Chase Blackwell, he made finals at every event that he entered last year, and I want to do that. That would be insane if I could get that done.
That would be sick, yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
I believe.
I'm just trying to think of some more highlights from the season, as well. Well, I think somehow getting kicked out of that hot tub was
hilarious.
Funny. It wasn't funny at the time, but now it's pretty funny.
Yeah, like, I'd prefer to have that experience than not.
Yeah.
Like now
sure.
It's happened. It's
we can't go back there.
No, we can't go back.
We literally can't
years.
Go back there, and that's kind of
dude. It happened. Was it the day before Halloween? It was the day before Halloween.
Yes.
So in 2 years, day before Halloween, we're jumping that fence again. We're getting that hot tub.
Yeah, we got to re-up.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
Same guy comes out, red as a tomato.
Just, oh.
But then we show him the key
that
we have.
Yeah.
Because we just bought a house there.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a house there. Yeah. That's the goal in 2 years. Oh, speaking of goals, buy a house in that place. Well, but the cop was saying that there are some people who live there who don't have access to that pool because they've just been too rowdy.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I imagine that guy's standard for too rowdy is pretty low.
Yeah. He
seems
like
kind
a bit of a...
Kind of a hard ass.
Yeah, hard ass. That's a nice word for it.
It's a nice word for it. I was going to say something else, but, hard ass works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then just being there for the spring as well. I never get to be there when it's warm and nice. And, oh, man, spring riding. Just every spring riding day was so sick. We didn't get a lot of them this year, though.
No, it didn't feel like that.
No, it was pretty cold all the way through.
I can count every day that it felt like one of those spring days.
We had on one hand!
Yeah, we had like three.
Yeah.
3 days that felt like that.
Yeah, that was it.
Which is stupid, because, it should
be. I love spring days. The weather in the spring just gets so variable, though.
Yeah.
Just like, it'll be raining, and then snowing, and then way too windy to open the mountain.
I think it's crazy how, it'll go from fully winter, and then 2 days later, it's in spring mode.
Yeah.
And you know it's turned to spring mode because the jumps get all slushy and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then before that, it was still cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. For some reason, I have this horrible fear that I left my backpack there at your house. I feel like you saw me put it in.
You didn't leave your backpack at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I don't know why I think that.
Well,
this is for everybody listening, this is travel anxiety in live, like in motion.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to see.
Dude, do you have your passport?
Yeah, it's in the backpack. Yeah. Yeah.
The one that's at the house?
The one that's... No, I don't think it's in the house. Like, I'm pretty sure you saw me, like, put it in the back.
I saw you put it in the back, yeah. When you packed the AR-15 into your snowboard bag.
Yeah. So no, and your parents would have found it by now and called, but I just want to, like, I'm going to get up and, look really
quick.
You'll
be able to see. Just have a look.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Getting up.
Yep.
Unbuckling. Whoa, actually, never mind. Not unbuckling. That's illegal. Don't do that. Oh, yeah, it's back there.
Perfect.
Okay. Settled. Okay.
Have you ever forgotten anything? Like,
no,
important?
I think it's because of this anxiety.
Yeah, I have that as well. I feel like most people have travel anxiety.
Yeah, but I don't forget anything because I'm always, like, constantly like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. And then, yeah. So I'm always on the lookout for things that I've forgotten.
Do you reckon your flight's going to be busy?
No, I think I'm going to get a sky couch.
Oh!
Or I'm hoping for one. Yeah.
If not, I reckon you'll have a whole row to yourself.
Yeah, I think they said that you can get up and, like, when I flew here and it was pretty empty, they said you can get up after the flight and find a different seat and, like, lay down if you want.
That's sick.
But then we took off and they're like, actually, we don't want you to do that. Stay in your bubble. And you're like, oh. But it's a little bit different situation flying to America, you know? I'm going from the safest place in the world to arguably the most dangerous place in the world right now, or one of the most dangerous places in the world.
Well, I wouldn't want to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird, though. I feel like everybody there doesn't really, isn't really thinking about it, though. They're just like, oh, what? It's not that bad.
Well, you know, you're going to get there, and you're going to walk outside, and it's going to look the same.
Oh, exactly,
nothing's
yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
The only thing that we can see is the numbers.
Speaking of crazy,
mm-hmm.
I had the craziest week of my life in America.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it.
Okay, all right.
I've talked about this a couple times before, so if you've already heard the story, prepare to listen to it
again.
Or
just pretend like I haven't heard it before.
Yeah, pretend that you haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
So this was when I was going to Bear Mountain, craziest week of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like stuff just kept happening, and yeah. And I would be questioning. I'm like, dude, there's no way anything else could happen. And stuff would just keep happening.
Yeah.
So here's how it started. We were in Bear Mountain, had the sickest time in Bear. That's probably my favorite place I've one of my favorite snowboard little trips.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just so much fun. Just spring vibes. Summer snowboarding vibes. Everyone in America is so hyped.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're all so happy to see me.
Let's go.
Yeah, like, let's go, David. You're the man. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we had a sick day riding. And then we went to L.A.
Yeah.
Because L.A. is only like an hour or so away from Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to L.A., this is the first crazy thing that happened. We were staying in Venice. We were staying in Venice.
Staying in Venice, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And we got there around like 5, so we're like, oh, we'll go out and get some dinner.
Yeah.
So we leave the hotel, walk from our hotel to Venice, and then decide to like walk... Like Santa Monica kind of area, I guess.
Right,
and on the way to Santa Monica, we're just walking down the street, and then these two guys jump out from an alley, and they're just like, give us the money.
What?
And we are so confused.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea. Well, our friend that was hanging out with us, she was hanging out with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess these guys, I guess she did something to annoy these guys. When it happened, we had no idea. So we just thought we were getting mugged.
Yeah.
There were two dudes. So these guys are like, give us the money. And I'll just describe the picture. It's me, my friend TJ, Kevin, our friend Keiko. And they're just like, give us the money. And we were so confused. I thought I was, like, I've never been in this situation before. I've never thought that I would ever, like, get jumped. We weren't getting jumped, but we had no idea what the heck it was.
Yeah, I mean, I would have assumed that I was getting jumped, yes.
Yeah. If you just come out of an alleyway very aggressive, like, give us the money.
I would have assumed, honestly, that it was a mistaken identity thing. Like, oh, I don't think we're the right people. I don't think you think we're not the right people. Like,
no.
You got us mistaken for somebody else.
Yeah. But then it turns out that our friend Keiko sold them a phone that was locked, or, like, sold them a phone earlier that day that was already locked with a company. So, you know, like, if a phone's with, like, Verizon or something and you haven't fully paid off the phone, you can't, like, take out the SIM card and, like, use a different company with
right,
it.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
So the phone wasn't working. She sold them a phone, and they're like, they could have just said, like, yo, they could have made it very easy. Just like, yo, the phone you sold me wasn't, like, it isn't working.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
Can I get my money back? But they just came out saying, give us the money.
Give us the money.
Yeah. But anyway, so there's a bunch of arguing going on between our friend and these guys. And then I was about to say, like, dude, how much does she owe you? I'll give you the money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so scared right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has his hand in his pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's in there. We're in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is that a gun? And, like, he pulls his hand out of his pocket so slowly. And then he has his phone in his pocket. And he hears his phone and he calls the police.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait
and
a
you're
minute.
Like, wow.
Wait a minute. You're calling the police?
Yeah.
We're the ones getting jumped.
Yeah, yeah. But you didn't know
no.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, they finally agreed on giving... Keiko finally gave them the money. They gave... when they agreed on, like, swapping the phone for the money...
Yeah.
The guy calls his buddy. And he's just like, yo, bring the phone. This Jeep comes flying around the corner, like, packed to the brim with people. The window, rolls down. The phone comes out the window. He gets the phone, and then the exchange is done. And he's just like, all right, have a good day. And he just walks off.
Damn, that's a crazy story.
Yeah.
And I would have been very confused.
Dude, I was on the brink of tears.
like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that was the first crazy thing that happened in LA. That was that night.
They didn't, I'm surprised that they didn't, like, I feel like I would have been like, wait, what are you talking about? What's going on? Like, they didn't even explain the phone thing?
No.
Keiko knew, though.
Yeah, she knew.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was she acting pretty normal, or was she a little bit?
She got pretty defensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because she didn't think she was in the wrong. She didn't know that, like...
That the phone was locked?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
So it was like, there's a lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which usually leads to weird situations.
And it did.
It did, yeah.
But anyway.
That's a pretty funny story. I can't say that anything like that has ever happened to me.
No.
I haven't tried to sell somebody a faulty phone, but... Just kidding.
Anyway, yeah. That's the first night. Then we go back to the hotel, go to sleep. Next morning, I decide that since we're in L.A. and... you can rent supercars, that I was going to rent a supercar.
Hell yeah.
Because in New Zealand, it's, like, ridiculously expensive if you can even find a place to rent you one.
Yeah.
But in LA, it was, like, I rented a Lamborghini Huracan for $1,000 for 24 hours, which is, like, that's a good deal for what it was.
Yeah.
And the way that I rented it is kind of sketchy, actually. So, pretty much, you can't rent a car if you're under 25. So I got my friend to rent it, and I just paid for it, and I drove it.
That's so sick.
But, yeah, so that was my first, like, that was a dream come true.
Yeah,
because, like, I've always, you know, I wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it was just as sick as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
so many parents, they're like, hey, so, yeah, it's not that sick. You'll get bored of it. It's like, ah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
It was pretty goddamn sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never driven a car like that before, but I imagine that it would be pretty...
No. And it was crazy because, like, it was my very first time driving in America.
Yeah.
It was my first time driving on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in, like, a freaking $200,000 supercar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was pretty nervous. Not
yeah,
gonna lie.
I imagine that you would be, yeah. I remember the first time I drove on the other side of the, a different side of the road than I was used to, and it was pretty weird. It's super weird at first.
Yeah.
Did you find it weird, or did you get used to it pretty quick?
I got used to it pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
when you're driving, that focused. Yeah.
Like, if you're following all the other cars, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah,
but
that's
true.
But
it was so much fun just flooring it down the highway. So,
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I think I've never felt more like an asshole.
That's the tough thing about Lamborghinis.
Driving a Lamborghini, we drove it through Santa Monica. We pulled up to a stoplight. There was this homeless guy on the side of the road begging for money.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh, dude, I feel like such a prick right now.
Yeah.
And, it's such like a juxtaposition.
Yeah, juxtaposition, yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's a hard contrast.
That's when I realized, like, yeah, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah. You definitely need a certain amount of arrogance.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a harsh word, arrogance, but it's you need it to drive a car like that a little bit, like this sort of... I mean, it's a statement wherever
it
you
is.
Go.
It really is. You don't drive it to not be seen.
No, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the next and then we also went and did donuts in it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sketch.
When I saw it in the video, I was like, man, that's kind of gnarly.
Yeah.
Like, If it went wrong, you could wrap that thing around a pole.
Dude, yeah. And like, yeah. None of us have, like, I guess my friend TJ, like, yeah. He's done donuts before, but I don't think he's ever done donuts in a four-wheel drive, because this Lamborghini is a four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But it took a couple attempts to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we finally got it, and it's such a sick shot. I'm so glad I have it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got a comment on the video that's like, because we did it in a very quiet area of LA.
Yeah, yeah.
In this very quiet neighborhood, and we got a comment like, hey, I work at that car park, or like that park. It's like, oh.
We put tire marks everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll wash away.
They'll wash away with the rain, like tears in the rain.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was, anyway, we got the Lamborghini. That was already felt crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were driving it. And then our friend Keiko, I guess she has a connection. She knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yo, you guys want to go to the FaZe house? And if you don't know, the FaZe house is this huge YouTuber house that's on like the top of the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
She knows the guy that owns the FaZe house. So we drove this Lamborghini to the Hollywood Hills to this huge $20 million mansion. And like we spent the rest of the day in this $20 million mansion with this guy. His name's Danny Hollywood Holmes. And it's crazy because I've seen him in videos as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It honestly felt like a big dream. It felt like we somehow got to LA, and then we got like a cheat code to unlock like the high life or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we were in this like, all right, here's the house for anyone that wants to know. It's right now, it's the hype house that all the TikTokers are at. That's the house that we were in. We were in that house for like the month before all of these people moved in. We were like jumping into the swimming pools, chilling in the hot tub. And like this guy that we met, Danny Hollywood Holmes, most wild guy, was playboy dude. He's like friends with Dan Bilzerian. Like, yeah. Freaking Jason Derulo. He rents a house to 21 Savage.
That's
we walked
crazy.
Past 21 Savage's house. There was like smoke coming out the window. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's on fire.
Nah, man.
Nah.
What is it then? Nah, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And like he was, I know this guy doesn't care. Like he's like, we met him. Like 5 minutes into us meeting him, he was showing us pictures of his naked girlfriends on his phone.
Dude.
Like, this is a wild guy.
Yeah,
I've never,
wild
I don't
guy.
Think I've ever met someone like this guy before.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone. I mean, I think in LA there's a lot of people like this guy.
I feel like he's like he's an interesting specimen to like examine. I don't know if I'd fit in with his crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can roll with you and your crew.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird because we were in the hot tub after he showed us pictures of his naked girlfriend. And then the girlfriend walks in and gets in the hot tub with us.
He was like,
I was like,
This is weird. Yeah, that's so strange. That's so bizarre.
So
I can't
bizarre.
I can't say that I, like, would feel comfortable with that.
No. But,
Yeah.
But, like, it was sick because we were in this hot tub looking at the view. Freaking Hollywood baby.
Yeah, Hollywood baby.
Yeah. And after that, because none of this was expected when the day started.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, after that, we're just like, what else could happen, man? Like,
and
nothing
then COVID.
Else. No. No, if more stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, what else could happen? This has already been such a crazy day. There's nothing else that could possibly happen. So then we go to Hollywood Boulevard and just walk down the Hall of Fame because, like, we just wanted to go see it.
Yeah.
And last time I was in Hollywood, which was like 5 years ago, we went to this place, to Hollywood Boulevard, and I wanted to buy a mixtape, and I bought a mixtape off this guy called Truth Serum.
Yeah.
And he's this rapper, and I love him. Like,
yeah, he is a banging tracks, dude. Yeah.
First time, if you know me in real life, chances are I've talked about Truth Serum, and I've shown you his music.
We all know Truth Serum now.
Yeah, he's world famous among my friend group.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I bought this album off him, and, yeah, I guess when I very first met him, he played it to me on a Sony Walkman. I looked at him, and I was like, yo, is this you? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And then he signed the disc, wrote my name on it, and I was walking away, and he's like, yo, could I get, like, a small donation? And all I had was $2, and he wasn't that stoked with it, to be honest, but he still let me have the CD.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
Like a good dude.
Yeah. At the time, mixtapes were kind of a meme.
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, just check out my mixtape. But we went back to Hollywood Boulevard 5 years later, and I was like, I'm going to buy someone else's mixtape. Because last time I bought a mixtape, it was a good experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're walking. It was kind of a rainy day, and there wasn't really anyone out.
Nobody else.
No. Like, no, like, street performers or anything like that. Like, Spider-Man wasn't there, like, taking pictures of people.
Yeah. And or the naked cowboy.
No, he wasn't there. Like, no one was out. Like, And we were just walking down Hollywood Boulevard a couple blocks, and we couldn't find anyone. And then I was like, ah, well, this sucks. I guess I'm not going to get a mixtape this
year.
Damn. And I was like, I'm going to walk one more block. And if I don't get a mixtape, I don't get one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're walking this one more block, and my friend Kevin, some guy offers him a mixtape. He's like, hey, you want to buy a mixtape? And he's like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, I'll buy one. Then I look at this guy. He has a CD in his hand. And he's like, all right, here you go. And he has it with the CD facing down, so it's like the rainbow color side.
Yeah.
And like, it was in slow motion, man. Like, he flips the CD over so slow, and I just look at it, and it says, Truth Serum. And I look up at him, and I'm like, wait, your Truth Serum? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, no way. I fully fangirled. Like,
that's
fanboyed.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome.
Like, he must have been so confused, because there's no way that, like,
some
I don't...
Some kid with a New Zealand accent, like, yeah. Bro.
You don't understand, I love you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I started rapping him his songs, like, he was so hyped. I was like, yeah.
That's so sick.
I've never, fanboyed over anyone so hard. And it's this, like, rapper that I met 5 years ago.
On the streets.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And, like, I was like, yo, could I get a verse? And then he, like, rapped the verse to me. It was so sick.
That's so cool.
Like, it was one of the most surreal moments I think I've ever had.
Yeah,
like,
I bet.
Holy crap, we found truth.
We found truth.
It's the truth. I can't believe it. It's him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we just hung out with him for a bit. We talked. I was telling him about how, like, all my friends know him and how he's, like, famous in New Zealand. And, yeah, and then I was like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to buy this album off him because... Of course, why not?
Yeah.
Selling the exact same album I bought 5 years
ago. Yeah, yeah, with less songs.
It's the same album with less songs, but I didn't care. And, like, I didn't have any American money because I pay for everything with a card.
Yeah.
But I had a $100 bill in the back of my phone case, which has been in the back of my phone case for, like, 5 years.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah, yeah.
It's my lucky $100 bill, and I was like, well...
Dude, now's the time.
I guess this is where it's meant to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave Truth Serum the $100, and he was so grateful, and it was like, god damn, it damn near brought me to tears.
Dude, I didn't realize that it was that $100.
It was that $100.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was the one that was in my phone case.
Because I know that $100. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that makes the story even better. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So my first time hearing that part of the story. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he was just like, yo, man, like, I need this. Like, life's been kind of rough lately. And I was like... Dude, I want to support you any way I can.
Yeah, because you're awesome.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, if you guys want to go check out Truth Serum, you can search him up on YouTube.
Yeah, find him on YouTube.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was Truth Serum. We were walking away. I was in disbelief. We drove back past him in the Lamborghini playing his music.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick.
But, yeah, so that happened. Then we returned the Lambo. And this was when COVID was just going down. So
yeah.
I had to change all of my flights. My original plan was to stay in America for the whole trip.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to go Bear Mountain, Park City, Colorado, Whistler, and then back to New Zealand. But I had to cancel all of that. So
yeah.
I went straight from LA to Whistler, which was crazy. Because we managed to get there just in time. Like, the day we arrived in Whistler, Canada stopped accepting people.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which was wild. So we got to Whistler. As soon as we got there, Whistler closed as well.
Yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're like, damn it. Well, I'm here. Let's hike it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everyone's hiking it. So we hiked all the way to the top of Whistler, which was so much fun. And then we rode down, and it was amazing. It was like, it was all like the Nooners.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the whole mountain was just fully groomed and just soft.
Oh, that's sick.
And we were like riding down Sunset. It was so amazing. It was me and my friend Andreas.
Yeah, I remember seeing that video.
Yeah. And then after that, the next day, my friend TJ, he was also in Whistler, he got a message from one of his friends like, yo, there's a mountain still open called Mount Seymour. It's like near Vancouver. And we're like,
oh
let's hit it up. It's their closing day.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, let's go. And TJ's friend was going to come pick us up. So we're waiting there the next morning for his friend to come pick us up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we see the freaking Tesla Model X pull into the car park. And the doors just go, whoop. They just
up
go
on the sides.
Yeah, which is crazy because, like, the Lamborghini, that's my dream car.
Uh-huh.
And the Tesla Model X is my second dream car.
And you're like, bro, what?
So we got in this Tesla, and it was like an hour and a half ride in this Tesla. I was so stoked.
Oh, that's so sick.
We got to drive, like, yeah. It was amazing. And we rode the park, and it was just such a sick time. And, like, that was the most crazy week of my life. That all happened within, like, 4 days.
That's insane. That is insane. Yeah, insane 4 days.
Yeah, and then we got back to New Zealand like before everything went crazy, which is perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty bizarre when it all happened because nobody knew how seriously to take it.
No,
it's like, wait, what is this? How does this work? Like, is it dangerous? Like, is it really that dangerous?
Yeah.
And then, it kind of everything, it was quick, but it also felt slow at times. It was like, all right, now the stores are no longer carrying, like, all the food's gone.
Yeah, you can't sit in, like, restaurants anymore.
Yeah, and then, next thing.
It's crazy how you're going from New Zealand right now, which is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part.
Yeah.
You're going back into it.
I am. No, it's, honestly, when I left, I didn't think I was going to be going back for a long time.
Yeah.
But found out that all the Olympic qualifying events were going to go ahead. All the other snow sports athletes are going, like, gotta do what you gotta do, you know? And,
that's right.
So I'm on my way and just going to try to be super careful. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to.
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking about it the other day, and it's like, dude, why are they still trying to run it? We're riding a plank on snow.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
That important?
It's
like
not helping anyone?
No, is it like, do you really need to like push it through? Right? Like, is it like it's that important? And I think at the end of the day, like FIS just needs to kind of stay alive financially, and they're like, "Oh, we got to make it work. We got to make it work." And so all of us are at the mercy of that, apparently.
Yeah. What are you in like the FIS rankings?
I'm top 20 in the world, I think.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty stoked on that. And honestly, I haven't even done all the. I didn't even do all the events last year, and so if I would have done, all, I think if I would have done all the events, I would be a little bit higher ranked, as well, which is cool. So. I'm happy about that. I want to push it up, bump it up a little bit more this next season.
Heck yeah, number one.
Yeah, number one. I want to be wearing that golden bib, baby. Yeah. But.
Dude, you know what? I was thinking the other day.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I got a comment on one of my videos. It's like, "Hey, yo, David, I'm going to just point this out real quick, but your face looking kind of fatter than the last time I watched your video."
Oh, really?
And I was like, "Oh, man.
What?"
I was like, "Oh, I'm not. I feel like I'm not that fat."
I don't think that's true. Maybe it's your wisdom teeth, dude.
Yeah, maybe. But here's my goal. Next time you see me, like, I'm going to be jacked.
You're going to be
jacked? Well, I don't want to be jacked. I just want to be, like, I want to have, like, a six-pack or something.
Yeah, dude.
Like, something sick. Because, like, when we took those, we went swimming in Wanaka, and I got a video of me doing, like, a flip into the lake. And, like, I saw it, and I just thought to myself, like, this clip would be so much sicker if I had a rock hard six pack.
Well, when we go skydiving, dude, you gotta have a rock hard six pack, no shirt, over blue ass water. Yeah. I mean, it's the way to, you gotta do
so
it.
So that's what I'm thinking. Next time you see me, I'm gonna be jacked. Maybe.
Sick. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna, like, because now I'm back in Auckland, I'm gonna go to the gym and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Since there's not a whole lot else to do.
Yeah.
Go to the gym and surf all day.
Go to the gym and surf. When there's no surf, go to the gym.
Pretty much.
When there's no gym, go to the surf.
Yeah. Do some tech decking.
You know, that'll get the arm muscles, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Good. You gotta work the fine motor skills, man.
Yeah.
Can't let those go.
Yeah, bro.
Don't forget leg day. Leg day is important.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's what they say. Those guys who go to the gym a lot.
That's right. Every day is leg day.
That's pretty much all. It's not all I do, but it's a lot of what I do in the gym is legs, because it's kind of snowboarding, you know, core and legs.
That's what I was doing last year. All year, I was just going to the gym.
Yeah.
Just for legs, though.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't believe somebody said that on your video, dude. That's harsh.
Yeah. But
it's
like,
good.
I've been noticing as well. I go on a little more fluff.
A little more fluff.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, you know, it's...
It was winter.
It was winter. You gotta put on a little bit. I put on a little bit over winter.
I feel like I put on a little bit, like, just in Wanaka.
Yeah, it's hard.
I wasn't eating that awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't... Yeah, I wasn't eating as good as I could have been, I think.
Yeah. Not that athlete diet.
A lot of, sometimes it was, and then I would cheat a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Happens.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
Dude, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get to America?
I am going to give my girlfriend a huge hug, because I...
Oh, my God, dude.
She's picking me up, man.
It's like the last time I'm going to be able to say this to you to your face.
Goddamn simp.
Simp?
Yeah.
Ew, freaking simp.
Ugh.
Ew, what the?
What the hell?
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, I'm But in all honesty, I'm very, very. It's mixed emotions about going to America, because on one hand it's a little bit scary, but on the other hand I'm so happy that I'm gonna be able to see my better half.
Yeah, if I had a girlfriend, I'd be a simp as well.
I'd be a simp. Yeah, you'll know one day you'll be a simp, David.
One day I can achieve simp level.
Simp level, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll know how far into the simp zone you can go.
Yeah. Well, we're just about to get to the airport, so
yeah.
It's probably a good time to wrap up this
podcast. Probably a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
This was our car podcast. I hope you enjoyed our yarns and everything we talked about.
Yeah. Hey, go check out our Patreon.
Yeah, and also
merchandise. Yeah,
the
link is all in the description. It helps us out a lot, keeps the
it
podcast
does.
Going.
It really does, yeah.
And our merchandise is just sick.
It is really sick.
If you want to go check that out, go do that.
Yeah, man.
And I guess...
Amen to that, brother.
Yep. The next episode you'll hear will be...
Be an international episode.
Yeah, international. Rakai will be in America. I'll be
in
New
Zealand. I'll be in the land of COVID.
Yep.
Nah, just kidding.
Everyone go wish Rakai good luck.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good luck on your flight. Good luck, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, catch you guys next week.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right. I'll see ya.
See ya.
Bye.